It's time for another legislative update brought to you by Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. And joining us over the phone this morning, we have Senator David Hankins. And Mr. Hankins, I always look forward to the conversations, so thank you very much for the time today.
Of course.
I know it's picking up. We're one-third of the way through this legislative process already, and you and I were talking a bit off of the cuff, and right now you're spending a lot of time in the afternoons on the Senate floor.
Yep. We go on the floor from 11 to noon, and then we have a break from lunchtime from noon to 2 o'clock, and then we're back on the floor until 3:30, and then we go to our standing committees, which we're their bills are being presented to our standing committees for approval. But in the mornings, the main topic right now is our budget. And it's the meetings are starting at 8 o'clock and go until 11. And we've got appropriation requests. This morning I've got one request I've got to go present for Grand County, which is a Utah State campus on the south end of Moab. And there's a generous donor that's put up $3 million, and so the request that I have is for $1.5 million for Utah State campus for Moab. And we're also, I've got an appropriation request, I think tomorrow, maybe Thursday, and that's for a request with higher education to get $2 million for the USU Eastern to start doing more technical trades and try to get certificates for technical. So it'd be a lot of trades for trained people for welding and for industrial, as well as nursing and other things, so we can get certificates and stuff of completion, which would hopefully accelerate people to higher ed. And so that's the main goal there. Yesterday morning we had Commissioner Sitrid and Commissioner Wilson from Emory County up here on a request that I've got in for a research lab, which is for medical isotopes. It's the $10 million request, and what we're trying to do is open a research center over in what used to be called the Utah Power and Light had the central warehouse in Orangeville, and so it would be a campus to do research for medical isotopes, as well as the nuclear medicine for cancer research and for cancer treatments. And so that was a big request yesterday, so we'll see where that goes. We're still a lot of support from the state of Utah. These medical isotopes have been coming from Canada. Of course, that nuclear reactor has been closed, and so they're unable to get them there, so everything's coming from the Netherlands. But it's expected that that may close in a few years, and so the whole world basically is scrambling to come up with these isotopes, which is used for detection of cancer through X-rays that they can detect it, as well as hopefully cure it. And so that's a big project that all the countries in China and India and everybody else is actually trying to start coming up with a way to formulate and to do research on this stuff. And so hopefully we could become that. Department of Energy's got big grants out there that would be able to help us with this, as well as so the states that probably step up first will be the ones that hopefully get in line to do that. And so there'll be a lot more coming on that. So hopefully I can give you a better update on that down the road.
Well, it seems like the meat and bones, I guess, is kind of coming up now. I don't want to call it fluff, but I'm sure that there's kind of a waiting period at the beginning of this process. You get in the middle, that's when major things start happening. At least that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, not so much right yet, but it will be starting to. Some of these are more or less correction-type bills that we're running through right now, that's things that we overlooked in last year's sessions and stuff that we got held up in committees and that didn't make it through the sessions last year. Some of the more controversial bills they got out, Senate Bill 96, which was for the expansion of Medicaid, and that was signed by the governor yesterday, so that was one of the hottest topics up here, I suppose, and that's gone now, so we'll see what happens. Of course, all the legislators, we're having our caucuses trying to do what we can to try to help rural Utah as much as possible to try to get our fair share of the projects for housing and for low-income housing for the Moab area, as well as Carbon-Emery area and stuff like that. So we're they're starting to, I'd say, slice the pie, and we want to be there to try to get our share, our slice. And so all the rural people try to stick together at this time. So I'm sure Representative Watkins, as well as Representative Albrecht, will kind of keep you up to speed on that during the week and see where we're at on that. So, but everything so far is going pretty well for us. Things look pretty good. We just hope that the Congress in Washington makes a settlement this week, because that could really upset our budget if they were to shut down again. And a lot of our budget comes from the federal tax dollars that comes from into the state, and we're pretty reliant on federal dollars. Probably at least 40% of our budget is that, so it would really change our the way that we look at our budget the rest of the session. So,
Senator Hinkins, it's always a pleasure to get you on and get an update on what's happening up north. Thank you again for the time, and I know we'll do it again next week.
Okay, thanks a bunch.
That's been another legislative update brought to you by Eastern Utah Community Credit Union.
When talking about service, I'm sure you'll concur. It's actions that speak louder than words. So with my money, every red cent, I trust these folks 100%. Eastern Utah Community Credit Union.
Now that Christmas has come and gone, are you left with several high-rate credit card bills due in January? At Eastern Utah Community Credit Union, they have a great low-rate alternative to all those high-interest rate cards. You can roll over several balances to either their Premier or Extra Awards Visa card and extend your payment due date an extra month. There are no annual fees, and for a limited time, you can earn 1 point for every dollar you transfer or have your balance transfer fee waived. You can spend the points you earn for gift cards, hotel stays, or cash in your pocket. They're easy to earn and even easier to use. At Eastern Utah Community Credit Union, you can depend on us to help you start this new year off right.
Membership and eligibility required. NCUA insured. Loans approved on credit. Equal housing lender.
Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. Depend on us.